Welcome to the Subscription Maker Podcast. This is your host, Zachary Alexander, Enterprise Architect at SubscriptionMaker.net. Please hit the subscribe button wherever you get your podcast so that you won't miss any new episodes. Today, we are talking with Mark Hunter, the Sales Hunter. Mark is an author, coach, consultant, and world-class keynote speaker. He's an expert at helping companies find and retain better prospects. I've been a longtime fan of Mark's because of his book, High Profit Prospecting. Now I'm getting to know Mark's new book, A Mind for Sales. The reason we are talking with Mark is that no matter how you cut it, when you're just starting out, you're going to have to roll up your sleeves and sell your subscription services one by one. The network effect and referrals will kick in once you reach critical mass. However, when you're trying to get those first subscribers, you're going to have to convince some people you don't know. Mark, welcome to the Subscription Maker Podcast.
Hey, thank you for having me on. I'm looking forward to sharing some insights that your listeners can use right now to make money.
Would you tell us a little more about your business?
Yeah, I've been doing this for 21 years. 21 years ago, I walked out of my corporate job. So I've been hustling to make a buck that entire time. And believe me, it has continued to evolve. But you know what? The message remains the same, helping people.
Have you had to pivot your career or your company?
Oh man, I've had to pivot so many times, it'll make your head spin. But you know what? I look at it as it's not so much pivoting as it's responding to the marketplace. Because this is the whole thing. What the customer was asking for 20 years ago is different than what the customer is asking for today. So when I say pivot, it's really responding to the marketplace.
What was that process like for you?
Well, the process initially for me was it was flat out get on the telephone. And this is what I tell anybody starting out. You've got to get on the telephone. And my initial business was really all about consulting. It was just consulting. But here's what it did. Consulting allowed me to get up close and personal with a lot of people and allowed me to learn. What did that do? That helped me understand, okay, what do I need to offer next? What do I need? The marketplace will tell you if you were willing to listen to them enough and engage them in one-on-one conversations.
What do you think makes for a great pivot?
Well, I think what makes for a great pivot is when you're hungry and you have to eat. That certainly is without a doubt. But what happens is you hear something, you see something. You know, it's easy to get caught up in a shiny object, you know, or the squirrel syndrome. So you have to make sure that when you pivot, you're pivoting to a marketplace that exists and not just to a whim. And so what I do is I got to test it. And I test every pivot I do by reaching out, calling people, having one-on-one conversations with them. And oh, by the way, these aren't just friends. These are business people who will tell you the truth.
How do you think organizations should approach a pivot with their employees?
Wow, great question. Here's the whole thing. You have to condition, first of all, culture starts at the top. And you have to make sure that your people feel comfortable and they believe in you. If they believe in you, they'll pivot. If they don't believe in you, that means they believe in something else. And guess what? If you pivot, you're going to lose them. So what you have to do is you have to share with them the idea, the roadmap, and do that confidently enough. Now, you're doing it confidently enough to bring them along because you want their input. Never hire people that you don't listen to. That's totally wrong. But what you want to do is you want to get them to be confident enough that they can believe in the vision, the pivot, and then they will compliment you by bringing in their ideas, their thoughts to help make it even better.
Mark, there are organizations like professional service companies and some subscription service providers that hate the term sales and salespeople. How do you work with them? How do you convince them that the sales process is really about building trust?
Well, you know what? I mean, when I first got into sales, I hated the term sales too. I mean, I full confession, I did not like the term sales. But I don't view sales that way anymore. I view sales as helping people. Here's the whole thing. Your objective, the definition of sales is helping others see and achieve what they did not think was possible. Stop and think about what that means. That means you have to help. Now, in order for you to really help them, they have to buy your product or service. See, this is what subscription models are all about, because people see this and they, wait a minute, this can help me be better. Yes, it is. And oh, by the way, they probably didn't wake up this morning thinking, wow, I want to subscribe to your subscription model. No, you have to sell them on it. What does that mean? That means demonstrating to them how you're going to help them.
Could you talk about what a sales lifestyle is?
You know, I don't believe sales is a job. I don't believe it is a profession. I believe it is a lifestyle. What I mean by that, it's because I'm committed to helping people. See, a good salesperson is one who is passionate about people. Now, think about this. If we set up a subscription model, sure, you want the revenue. Everybody wants the revenue coming in. But if you're not passionate about helping people, guess what? You're not going to hear what they're saying. You're not going to be able to identify what are those critical things. Why did that person leave you? Why did that person join you? How do I get a raving fan to get them, like you said in the introduction, to create critical mass to where they recommend you to other people? You have to be passionate about people. That's really what a lifestyle of sales is all about.
I heard you speak about sales first and negotiate later. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, well, here's the whole thing. People go into things, and I think this is one of the reasons people feel slimy about sales, because they, oh, everything's a negotiation. No, it's not. If you do a good job of selling, now what is selling? Selling is listening. Selling is listening to the needs that the customer has and helping them see needs that they didn't have. I talk about in my new book, Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs, when he came out with the smartphone, did we know we needed a smartphone? I didn't know I needed a camera, a recording device, and all that sort of in one thing. No, he had to sell us on it. But believe me, once we realized the value in it, we bought it. And we couldn't imagine living with a flip phone today. You see, so selling is nothing more about educating the marketplace. To me, that is awesome. And when I sell first, people will want to buy it. People will want to buy it. I don't have to negotiate because they see the value.
Mark, would you talk a little bit about high profit prospecting? That's a subject that's really near and dear to my heart.
You know, high profit prospecting, there's a line I use in the book, and it says, you can't take a Walmart shopper and make them a Nordstrom customer. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, if you have a customer who really only likes Walmart, they're not going to buy from Nordstrom. And the same way with Nordstrom, a Nordstrom shopper is probably not going to walk into a Walmart. You see, when you know who you're prospecting, and this is the whole thing. When you think about subscription model, you have to know who is your ICP, your ideal customer profile, and market to that lane, target to that lane. That's where you spend your time and focus. It's not about spraying and praying. Spraying and praying is not a sales strategy. And it's not a marketing strategy, but it's what I see too many people when they start out with a subscription model. I'm just going to throw this out on social media. And all you hear is crickets, because you got to be targeting very, very specific, which allows you to be very specific with your message, which allows the customer, then the prospect, to see more value. That's why they buy.
If I remember correctly, don't you talk about the 1 month rule? What does that mean?
Oh, the 1 month rule. This is, you know, see, I can't call somebody up. I couldn't call you up and suddenly convince you to buy from me. It's just not going to happen. In fact, chances are you won't even take my call. The 1 month rule, what I say is, I'm gonna hit you so many times. It means I'm going to call you multiple times. Yes, I'm going to call you multiple times. I'm going to email you multiple times. I'm gonna message you so much. And the example I use is, have you ever noticed how many advertisements for Coca-Cola you see? We see them all the time. And yet everybody knows what Coca-Cola is. So if Coca-Cola needs to advertise that much and put their brand name out there that much, I think I probably do too. So my 1 month rule is, I'm gonna drip on you. I'm gonna message you. I'm gonna try to contact you so many times in 1 month that you're going to respond. And if you don't respond, then I say, okay, then I'm gonna step away. And I might step away from you for 2 or 3 months, and then I'll repeat the process. But you cannot expect one email blast, one Facebook post, one Instagram. It's not going to do it.
Now let's talk a little bit about professional speaking. On this podcast, we like to talk with professional speakers because as a group, they are some of the most entrepreneurial people you will ever meet. Second, speaking can provide capital that you can use to grow your subscription business. How long have you been a professional keynote speaker?
Wow, I joined the National Speakers Association really before I got really doing any speaking, probably about 2002. So I've been around for a long time. Now, back in those days, I was really pretty much just doing consulting. But I wanted to join the organization, and I believe strongly in the organization because it allowed me to kind of learn and meet and find other people. But keynote speaking gives me the opportunity to really put myself in front of a lot of other people, which helps me in turn sell my books, sell my online program, sell all my other tools. So keynote speaking is a very key part of my business model.
Let's talk more about your online courses. How does that process work for you?
Well, the process is continuously evolving. And in full disclosure, I've probably have had about five different models. But the reason I do that is for one very simple reason, because the marketplace continues to pivot. And you have to be willing to respond to it. So we will go out sometimes. I mean, now when I say we've changed, I mean, we've used different platforms to deliver this. We've delivered all online, all recorded stuff. We've done all live. But what we found works best is this. You have to make it easy for the customer to find you. You have to make it easy for them to buy from you. And the ones that have been with me for years and years and years are the ones that I'm in continuous communication with. They may send me an email. I email them back. They may call me. I pick up the phone. I call them. But when you love on them, it's amazing what they'll do in turn for you. First of all, not only do they continue to subscribe, but they share with other people. Hey, you got to get into this program. You got to join this program. You can't put the program out there and walk away.
Do you have an online community?
Yes, I have an online community, and I have it in several different places. I have a couple of Facebook pages. Some of them are public groups. Some of them are private groups. I have LinkedIn groups. And so I have different mediums depending on the audience. Now, I should probably do a better job of consolidating, but I'm really afraid of doing that because each group has its own value lane, so to speak.
Each have group a different character too.
Yeah, it has different character to it. And I'm really afraid of if I just lump them all into one big, you know, group, people will say, gee, it's not as personable as it was before.
How do you recruit people for your group?
How I recruit people? I recruit people two ways. We really don't do too much on the website. Right now, we have just a very small piece on the website. Now, the reason I do that is because I've been really promoting my new book and my new podcast. So what I do is I like to bring people in, get them onto my email list. Then as they're on my email list, then I will drip on them. And then what happens is people will respond. Now, for instance, just in the last week, I've had two people who have responded to me because they bought my book, okay, because I'm using books as a way, and they asked me for additional content. And I've told them, hey, here's an online program. Here's a way you can get more of me. Great. And they both joined the program, see? So it's not like it's a straight in process. What I believe is you've got to create that foundation of trust, what you talked about right at the beginning. Create trust, and then people will begin to move up the ladder and buy from you.
Do you anticipate launching a private social network?
Wow, that's a conversation I've had with my team on several occasions. And as much as I'd like to, I don't know if my fan base, if my users would say, oh, great, here's something else I need to go in and check. So I'm not quite sure. That one's TBD.
Okay. As we start to wrap up, is there anything you wish more people would ask you?
Well, what I wish people would ask me is why does it take so long to be successful in sales? Because I tell you what, you can't, I'm going to come back and so many people think that if they just throw some stuff out on social media, I'll be an overnight success. And I use this line, you can't take clicks and likes to the bank.
Absolutely.
My bank doesn't take clicks and likes. I have over 330,000 followers on LinkedIn alone. I can't take those 330,000 followers to my bank and say, hey, would you deposit? No, they don't care. You see, we can't rely on social media alone. You have got to pick up the phone. Here's my whole rule about an online connection. My rule with an online connection is to have an offline conversation. Because I know when I get somebody on the phone, I can have a conversation. And it's not a threat. It's not a threatening call. It's just, we're just talking. We're just talking. Because remember, I'm passionate about people. And it's amazing how many times I can get them to then say that they want to join. Hey, Mark, where's the link on your website to join your program? Boom. Those are great calls. And you know what? When you engage a person that way, they stay with you longer because they feel this personal connection with you.
Are you planning any new offerings?
Yes, we are. We just came out with the new book, A Mind for Sales. And we're very quickly, in fact, next week, we're going to be recording. I'm meeting with my team. And we'll be coming out with a very specific A Mind for Sales course in addition to the small one we have out there now. And then we're going to use that momentum to come back and create a new course around high profit prospecting and around high profit selling. And so our plan is now, as we're kind of in the middle, if you're listening to this right now, we're in the middle of the pandemic. So my traveling has really been curtailed. A number of my other work has been curtailed. So we're really kind of using this to put a lot of stuff in the can, so to speak, in the bank. And we'll be rolling out over the next 3, 6, 9 months, you know, as our plan is to make. Because here's the thing that I like about a subscription. That's a business.
Absolutely.
When I'm speaking, it's a job. Because if I don't show up, I don't get paid. See, and so a subscription model is really where you want to have your head. That's where you want to be focused. I can't stress that enough.
So you're on LinkedIn and you're on Facebook. What's the best way to follow you?
Best way to follow me is go to my website, thesaleshunter.com. That's my website. But you can find me on LinkedIn. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on YouTube. I got a great YouTube channel. Love to have you follow me.
Yeah, I've been there. Week.
In fact, when we get done here, I got to record a couple new videos. And so it is. And of course, you know, the book, I'm really high on the book, A Mind for Sales, because it really dovetails on the book that you talked about at the beginning, High Profit Prospecting.
Mark, thank you so much for doing this episode.
Hey, thank you. This has been fun. I've enjoyed it.
This is your host, Zachary Alexander, enterprise architect at subscriptionmaker.net. Please join us next time as we continue to talk about what it takes to be a successful subscription maker.